Now, to kick us off, one thing that can be a bit of a problem at this time of year as the sun starts coming out is that it starts getting a bit stuffy at home and you think, oh, maybe I'll open a window. But then it's actually really still quite cold outside. So you end up with this sort of debate in your head about whether you want to put the heating on or open the windows. Well, Sean Fitzgerald is the managing director of Breathing Buildings, a Cambridge company who've come up with a way to much more efficiently ventilate our homes. Apart from the fact that it's a bit of a waste if people open their windows and have the heating on, what's wrong with just opening your windows when it gets a bit stuffy?
Well, we all have a problem if we're sat by the window, that if it's chilly outside, pity the poor granny who sat next to that window, they're going to be subjected to an unpleasant cold draft. And it really is just a local thermal comfort issue, because what we have identified through the research that we undertook at the University of Cambridge is that in many buildings, after they have been well insulated, which is just in accord with building regulations, the heat gains within the space, and maybe even solar gain on a beautiful day like today, there's plenty of it, the gains within the space are significant. So if you wanted to have a plentiful supply of fresh air, if you do the maths, as it were, you would quickly find out that there's enough heat in the building to manage your thermal comfort. But the granny's got a problem right next to the window. And therefore, it's a cold draft problem, not a shortage of energy problem.
So the person by the window is getting cold draft, but someone who's a bit further away from the window may be still feeling hot and stuffy. So how does your system work to sort of even that out?
The concept that we came up with at the university, which we've now put into a product and are now sort of selling across the UK and beginning to sell in the US as well, is a simple system that allows the air to exchange naturally between the exterior and the interior. In crude terms, you could say, isn't that what a window is? But the extra thing that we do is that we mitigate the cold draft by making sure that the incoming cold air is simply mixed with enough of the room air before that cold air, now pre-warmed, hits granny. And we've cured the cold draft problem, and we use fans often to do that. But if it's a sufficiently tall space, we won't even use fans. We'll just calculate how high the vents need to be so that by the time the air's plummeted down as a turbulent plume, it doesn't create a cold draft. And it allows us to then not use energy-hungry mechanical fans, which have been the previous way of curing the cold draft problem. And that's really been the Achilles heel of ventilation in buildings, the massive amounts of fan power being used.
So does this mean you have to sort of design your house with this in mind? Do you have to change the way houses are being built?
If we broaden the topic and say actually buildings in general, then yes, it does. Not because of necessarily the winter issue, but if you want to try and get away from using fans to distribute air throughout the year, everybody within a building needs to be within reasonable proximity of an outside wall, a roof, or a big atrium. So it's really the architecture is driving the building to be able to be naturally ventilated by using principles where natural air flows within a building are limited depending on the floor to ceiling height and how far away from an external facade that you are.
So if you've got a big office building and you end up in an office that's right in the middle, then it's not really going to help.
It's not. And it's really important to identify that if that's the type of building that's being erected for good reasons, for example, if you're building in London where land is very expensive, you want to maximise the building area, you will end up typically with what we call deep plan buildings. So people in the middle of a building, multi-storey, a million miles away from the external facade, those buildings have to be mechanically ventilated. But when one looks at the building stock across the United Kingdom, not everybody's living in the middle of London. Most people actually live in areas where land isn't as expensive and buildings can be constructed and are being constructed, which then lend themselves very well to being naturally ventilated.
And what kind of energy savings are we talking about here compared to a traditionally ventilated building?
There was some lovely work done in the early 90s by a team at the University of Cambridge, and they identified that if you were to build a typical office building and ventilate it in a classical way, air conditioning, mechanical ventilation, and compare that with a building that had been designed so that it could be naturally ventilated, the energy savings were a factor of 2. Now, not all of that is related to the savings in fan power. The savings are to do with because everyone is now within reasonable proximity of an outside wall. They've got a greater possibility of being able to use natural daylight for a greater proportion of the year. So you get lighting savings as well. But these buildings can save the energy by a factor of 2. And with our technology, we are seeing results where the energy savings are a further 50%. So we're almost a factor of 4 in total we've seen.
So great news both for the environment and for the company
and for your energy bills. For your energy bills, indeed. So it is a magnificent result. And if you care about the energy story, then you know green energy supply versus using less of it in the first place. Using less of it in the first place is a general rule for where you get a greater return on your investment.
You installed it in your office, Sean?
We haven't installed it in our office. We lease our office, and the office is an old building, and we could go into the details, but if it's really old, it's already leaky, and I don't need to worry about minimum air supply in the winter.
Sean Fitzgerald, thank you very much.